Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener, and I'll see if I can remember how to do this stuff. I've only been going 2 weeks.
Welcome back from land of Norway.
Whew. Boy, it was cool. It was my kind of weather. It was cool, cold. It was really cold. We were at one point, morning Rufus Edmonston, sir. Former Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Miss Phil Campbell, Campbell Road Nursery. How y'all?
Good morning.
Doing well.
We were about 350 miles south of the Arctic Circle at one point, and that was we were on a train and rode by a bunch of. I mean, it was incredible. The view. It was kind of storybook. Didn't see any trolls. I was really disappointed in that aspect of it.
You mean under a bridge?
I didn't see any trolls. It's the land of the trolls. That's where they hailed from. But I did not see one. It's I saw some in stores, but didn't see any real ones. So I was extremely disappointed about that. But otherwise, I was very happy about everything else, except. Being on an airplane, and although the stewardesses, pilots, fabulous. I mean, just everything fabulous. But I just don't like flying. I don't like being in airports and all of that. But that's not much of a sacrifice.
You gotta pay the price.
Not much of a sacrifice. Yeah, I was. We were glad to get home to this wonderful country. But it sure is pretty over there where
yeah,
we went.
We're glad you're back, and I'm sure.
And thanks to Tom Campbell so much for he did a great job, because I listened to the show over there, sitting out on the deck at our ship. It was great. it was in the 50s.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, when
you
I called the show. Yeah. It was overcast most of the time, which which doesn't bother me a bit. We went out on a sailboat one day, and it was sunny, but it was and cool, but it felt great. I mean, you know, no complaints whatsoever, except getting there and getting back. It's just it's tough. I feel so sorry for folks who work in airports and security and have to deal with all of that stuff, especially in New York. My goodness, that's
right.
It's incredible. Even if you have the TSA security clearance, all that stuff, it's still there's just so many people. And then during the summer, traveling here and there.
Well, Mike, how would you rate that trip with all the other trips you've taken? You've been all over the world.
Well, I've been all over Europe. I have not been to Asia, except closest I've been is Israel. I don't know. Israel was a very special experience. That was kind of otherworldly, as was this in another way, in its beauty and There's things you don't expect to see. You know, these waterfalls, everywhere you look were waterfalls high in the sky and these huge mountains. But I don't know. I enjoyed going to Monte Carlo. Thinking about that race, and it's just such a beautiful town. You know, it's just so luxurious and high on the mountain. There's a lot of these places in Europe, they look very similar. The villages and towns and things are all dotted along hillsides. And it was very much like that in Norway, too. But I saw the same thing in other places I've been. So I don't know. I like Monte Carlo a lot. I liked Ireland. That was different. So I don't know. Where have you been to Norway?
No.
Now I'm surprised. That's the first time I've ever heard you say you hadn't been.
I have not been to Norway. I've been to Sweden.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite different. I've been to Sweden only taking a ferry from Denmark to Sweden and walking around a town, Christiansburg or Christiansborg or something like that.
That's in Virginia.
They told him that's where he was.
that's a lot flatter than where we went this time. We didn't get the only disappointment, besides not seeing a troll, was that we didn't get to go to the very tip of Denmark, where the Baltic and I think it's the Baltic and the North Sea meet, and it's kind of a... It's a really beautiful place, but we didn't get to go there because there were 9 foot waves and 9 to 12 foot waves, I think, and the winds were like 50 miles per hour, and the captain of the ship said we're going to bypass that port.
Yeah.
So we were very disappointed about that, but I mean, you know, in the great scheme of things, it's not that big a deal. Yeah. People are suffering in this world, so.
But we were suffering here while you.
Every time I felt so guilty putting a photo and mentioning the temperature, but you know, I'm a journalist, so I was kind of reporting on what I was seeing, and it was very cool the whole time. And I felt for people back here because I absolutely hate hot weather. I've never liked it. The only reason I liked summertime when I was a kid was because I could play baseball and ride my bike, and I was out of school.
Right.
But other than that, I didn't like the weather, especially back then, because a lot of places didn't have air conditioning.
Exactly.
Including cars. But, you know, I'm a cold weather person.
Yeah, I like the cooler weather. It was pretty brutal.
That's what everybody was reporting.
The humidity
back.
And the temperature together.
It's just awful. It certainly hadn't been as bad since we've gotten back, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm sorry that I couldn't take everybody with me.
Well, every summer I get what my grandma called the black bile. This humidity, it even makes me sickly.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
But, I don't know where she came up with black bile. You ever heard of that?
No, never heard of that, Rufus.
Good old grandma.
It's very descriptive.
Black bile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rufus, you brought some various and sundry things from your landscape, sir.
I just decided this morning to bring in a collection of mostly Phil plants. I've got, what's the there again, Phil?
Crocosmia.
Crocosmia. It comes from a bulb, and I planted it some 20 years ago and I forgot all about it.
I love Crocosmia. We have some orange, and it came from Melissa's grandmother's landscape, and it just pops up all over the place.
The hummingbirds love it.
Yeah.
They have a party with that.
I got about 7 different kinds of hydrangeas here, and a little bit of phlox, which I love.
It's a very pretty bouquet, Rufus. A bride could...
Well, somebody, you can take it home to Melissa.
I shall.
Yeah.
That's
and
beautiful.
That mop head there is about 10 inches.
Well...
Yes, it is.
When you had your party out there for the Weekend Gardener crew and those oak leaf hydrangea conical...
Yeah.
Flowers. They were the biggest I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. They're at least, I measured one time as 13 inches long.
Yeah.
I didn't fudge it either.
No, they're really showing off.
I testify in court.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. I've got one, Phil, I got from you that is a smaller version, and as time goes on, it gets pinkish.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah.
The limelight in front of Carlton's mom's.
Yeah.
I think it's a limelight in there. In front of her house, it's at Catherine's, pardon me. It's Catherine's house now. But that limelight is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It covers the whole front of the house right now.
Wow.
Under two windows. Oh, my goodness.
I'm amazed driving around newer homes, especially. People are planting these PG hydrangeas, sun-loving PG mm-hmm. hydrangeas, in full sun, and they look great.
Yeah, they
in
do.
In mass. I mean, really in mass, and that's where blooming plants really look good is when you plant them in mass.
Right. They're gorgeous. I saw a house on Holly Springs Road that had a new landscape. It's an older house, and so they had pulled everything out, and they had put in some of the hydrangeas, and they're just gorgeous right now. And they're in full sun until probably about 1 o'clock.
However, Tony Avent would object because he does not believe in monocultures. He believes in having one of each. So, it's...
Well, I like the sequence of camellias. And then hydrangeas come in right after your last Camellia japonica.
Certainly, that's the way the sequence this year.
And I have some hydrangeas that are just now budding. So that's going to be another month's worth there.
Right.
Now, then again, I always get this question about, when do you prune hydrangeas, et cetera? I don't prune anything until everything's dead in the spring of the year, and I see what's dead and what's not dead. And then you've got some that bloom on new wood, some on old wood. But that's easy to see. You just go look and see if the wood is newer, then you know that it blooms on new wood. I just sort of hit and miss.
Yeah. Everything's so early this year. The crepe myrtles, I guess they started almost a month early. I can't believe they're in such full bloom now. It's just...
Raleigh's blessed with just beautiful, beautiful crepe myrtles.
Right.
Now, mine are all over 100 years old, except one or two. And they come a little later in July. But I love looking at them when the wintertime, with the form of the trunks are just magnificent.
Right.
And I one of my favorite is I planted it, is that cinnamon. What do you call that one?
Natchez?
Yeah, the one with the white natchez.
Natchez,
yeah.
White flowers, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to take a break and be back with more of The Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. It's 819. It's 8:22 on The Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell. I was just talking about off the air. Yesterday was the first day that we got back earlier in the week, but I just had no energy until yesterday. Part of it was jet lag, but because I think I slept for like 19 hours, 17 hours, something like that. I slept 6 hours and got up. I felt okay. Went walked a couple of miles. I had taken one of those patches for motion sickness. I have terrible motion sickness, so I use those. And I had taken it off the night before, and I felt very nauseous after that walk. So I went to bed, and I slept for, I guess it was 16 hours after that. Yesterday was the first day I'd felt normal, so I had had energy.
Wow.
In fact, I walked twice yesterday. I walked 3 miles yesterday morning, mm-hmm. and walked a couple yesterday afternoon late. So, yeah, I'm back in shape, I think.
Well, Mikey, it depends on what you call normal.
Well, that's normal for me at any rate. But I haven't gotten back into normal yet because I haven't gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-oh. Yeah. That's going to be normal.
Yeah. Oh, dread that. Steve is in Gardner. Steve, how's everything, sir?
Well, you've met Abby then.
Sir?
You've met Abby.
Abby?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal, yeah, I suppose.
We were out deadheading and weeding, and we got attacked by deer yesterday.
Attacked by deer? Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it wasn't too bad. They didn't completely devastate us.
Well, that's good.
But we're down to 102 plants blooming. And I was out weeding this morning and yesterday, getting the gladiolias out of my garden. So, one thing, I got a bucket full of gladiolia bulbs that are a bright pinkish red.
Orange.
Pinkish red, my wife says orange.
Orange with a yellow center.
Okay, orange with a yellow center.
Orange with a yellow center, okay.
I left the bucket at the end of my driveway. So if anybody that's listening wants to come by and get some free bulbs, they're welcome to them. They're pretty healthy. They were just growing in our daylilies, and it just didn't look good, so
right.
I send them out.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing. That and I mowed yesterday, and now I'm paying for it.
Well, at least it's not like it was last week.
Today was gorgeous. It was absolutely.
It was very nice early this morning when we came in.
It still is kind of nice out there. If there was just a little bit of a breeze that would help cool it off a little bit, that'd be nice. But the temperature is not bad. It's only 75, but it's still humid.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch out for the copperheads. We found one this week.
I haven't had any snakes this year.
Melissa saw one. She was walking just after it turned dark.
Ugh.
And she saw one in the middle of the street. It was not real big.
Right.
But she said it raised its head.
I have seen one praying mantis this year. I haven't
seen a praying mantis.
Usually I have a pretty good herd.
Yeah.
But this year I've only seen one. Well, actually, two. I saw a male and a female, so maybe next year, right?
Well, we hatched out. We get the eggs on the Christmas trees a lot of times, and we hatched out probably 10 eggs. We had babies running everywhere. We had to be careful not to step on them or crunch them because they were they're very small. They're tiny, tiny.
And they're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
They are fun to watch. I can sit there. Last year I had one that, this is how brave these things are. I was weeding, and I found one right in front of me. And I just sat there and watched, and it hunted while I was sitting there and got himself a meal. So I got to watch him eat lunch. Or her eat lunch, I guess.
Yeah.
They are females.
Well, did she eat he?
Well,
they're a little edgy about their husbands.
Yet, so.
You just share their husband.
Yeah, right, quick.
Right, yeah. Well, he hadn't done his job yet, so I don't think she got it.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, if you need my address, just go to the Raleigh Daylily Club website. There's a tab at the bottom of the screen called Other. If you click on that, there's a tab called Display Gardens, and my display garden is called Just One More.
So
if you come and we're not here, you can still walk through the garden. There's still a lot of color out there.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how would you rate this? I know last year was spectacular.
Oh, this year was. We had stuff blooming that we hadn't seen in years because of the deer. So we had a really good bloom on our backyard, some daylilies we had not seen, And Look Here Mary, which is a 9-inch, 8 or 9-inch yellow, really bright yellow. They completely devastated it last year, and this year it's got some nice blooms on it, and it has really been magnificent. And the one named after us, the Just One More, it's bloomed well this year because it hadn't been eaten.
Fantastic.
So we've had a good bloom year this year.
Glad to hear it. Appreciate you calling, Steve.
We've missed you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Do you know when your next remote is?
We are in
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. We'll be in at J.E. Wumble in Lillington, and then the next week we'll be at we'll be in Fuquay Arena, I believe.
Well, we're gonna get.
We got to go, Steve.
Okay.
Take care. Bye bye.
Love you guys.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye. More coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. It's 8:33. We're back on WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell. Larry is also with us. Larry, good morning. You're on WPTF. Hello, Larry. Is Larry with us? Huh. Well, we'll let Larry sit there a minute, and maybe he's a little shy.
Hello?
Yeah, there we are. We got you now. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, okay. I was saying I was on an aircraft carrier once, and we were above the Arctic Circle, above Norway, and I didn't see all the pretty stuff you did. I was just cold.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't make it. Of course, it's a different time of year. I know some folks go in January and go to see the Northern Lights, and you know, they go much higher, much farther north, and I think I would have seen a lot more snow. I saw some snow-capped mountains. And but it was a nice temperature, nice even, you know, 50 degrees, 40 degrees.
Listen, I have a real sunny corner of my house where I had a big oak tree. It got infested with some kind of beetles, so I had it taken out, had the stump ground out. So now I've got a bare spot there, and I'm thinking about replacing that tree with either a serviceberry tree. Or not a tree at all, but maybe going with a tall cultivar of butterfly bush with some companion plants around it, something maybe that goes 8 or 10 feet high or higher.
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of toss those out and see what you have to say about whether to go with the tree, again, a serviceberry is what we're looking at, or you know, what kind of cultivar for a butterfly bush you'd recommend that would really do well in a nice sunny corner. And that's it.
I love serviceberry. I mean, that's so unique. How many people have serviceberry trees? I do have one, but
right.
I've got so many other things in my yard, I don't ever see it. I need to go visit it sometime. I must tell you, Larry, I was traveling through Ohio and West Virginia on the Turnpike and all of that, Virginia, and it was around Easter, but it was snowing. It snowed the whole way. It didn't stick to the highway, luckily, but it didn't until we were coming down the mountain near Fancy Gap that it finally stopped snowing and the sun came out. And the first thing I noticed was a serviceberry tree blooming. Yeah, and it was so pretty because it's a very early bloomer. What did you think of a serviceberry?
Well, I wanted something that had some color. I like the fact that it has berries, and the birds like that.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want something that's really messy, but you know, it has some nice color, and as you pointed out, each season is something a little different.
Yeah, find a good variety, a good cultivar, name cultivar. For that. That would be good. Any other? Rufus just came back into the room. He was out politicking. And you were thinking of...
Well, the other thing was the butterfly bush, something that the bees would like, and something that would grow fairly tall. You know, I know some cultivars will go 8 feet, 10 feet, maybe even taller. And I was thinking that corner might be a good place to put something like that, maybe a couple of them with some companion plants, little lower level plants that would highlight that.
Well, you might, Larry, start a little pollinator garden.
Yeah.
With that. That would be a good alternative, and you could, you know, there are all kinds of plans that you can find. I know that Phil, I'm sure you have, you could point it in the direction of some plants.
Right. Some of the butterfly bushes that are supposed to stay a little bit smaller, actually, the town of Cary has planted some on Cary Parkway right at the Holly Springs Road end. And they are probably 8 to 10 feet tall right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have not cut them back and kept them trimmed as they should have. So, and they're planted a little bit close, but they're really pretty. I mean, they're gorgeous.
Now, how long are they going to live?
These have been in for about 8 years.
Well, I have some that are at least 10 feet tall in there. They're kind of what I call the chandelier hanging down, about eight. The bloom is about 8 to 10 inches tall. Mm-hmm. And it is at least 10 feet tall and has a trunk like a small tree.
Right.
I'm very pleased with it. And when you prune it, it'll come right back.
I wish I knew the cultivar of the one that's in my yard. It's been in my yard. My mom passed in 2000, and she used to sit in a chair and watch the butterflies on that butterfly bush. There's part of it left, and I noticed yesterday that it was full of butterflies.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, they like that cultivar.
What color are the blooms? Okay.
It's kind of a medium blue.
Now, if you're going to plant a butterfly bush, make sure that it's one that has some good fragrance,
right.
That really
this
has that kind
just,
of honey fragrance.
Yeah, this one, I need to check the fragrance on this one. Apparently, it's one of the older cultivars, so I don't know. I mean, like I said, one of them, I think the one in the... over there from the town of Cary, I think it's a Miss Ruby, and I can't believe how big it's gotten. Lane and I were looking at it the other day.
Now that's one of those.
It's like
I was thinking about one of those black knights, but
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what
deep purple.
I think I would go with.
Okay, you got some of those over at Campbell's?
I am not sure, but if you will let me. Let's see how we can get in touch. You want to give me your phone number?
I don't know if he wants to do that on the air.
Well, I tell you what, I can swing by because I like to stop in every once in a while anyway.
We'll be open again on Monday. We're closed right now for the holiday, but we'll be open on Monday.
Sounds perfect.
All right.
And you can find some other things to go with that black night, maybe.
Go.
Yeah.
Very good, Larry. Let us know how this turns out.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, he had a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
He could take my job.
I know.
You ready to retire?
Yeah. No.
No, okay.
I don't think so. He's probably not ready to do this either.
3 o'clock.
He won't. He doesn't want to do this stuff. All right, we'll be back. It's 8:41 on WPTF. Yeah, we're back at WPTF. I was looking at Phil and I were talking about Chantel that is lurking off the coast of North Carolina, South Carolina, and looks like we're going to get some weather from this. We're going to talk to the folks at the National Weather Service this morning about this. But I'll tell you, it's so sad. If you, 4th of July, you spend, you go to the beach and it looks like, boy, if you're in the Wilmington area, you've just had some... Had some good rain there, Topsail, all along there, Myrtle Beach, all down to almost to Charleston. They really, really have the rain going on, so sorry about that. And it's certainly cloudy. That's not what you were hoping for, I'm sure. But a lot of indoor activities, I suppose. Unless you like fishing in the rain. And I don't think small craft advisories are my cup of tea, however.
I bet the fish don't mind the rain.
I guess not.
Yeah, sometimes when there's a front coming in, well, I like fishing on the pier.
It is now Tropical Storm Chantel, yeah. By the way. And by the time it reaches North Carolina, it's supposed to be a tropical depression. But, you know, we'll just see how this turns out. We really haven't had a lot of activity so far, but that's the way it goes, that bell curve thing where we don't have a lot going on in July, and then it starts picking up a little and picking up, and by September, we get that's the peak, and end of October, of course. But it's something we've come to expect and endure. But we will keep you updated on the situation with Chantal, which is now a tropical storm off the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina, right now. And if you're headed to the beach this morning, you may have already run into some. It's very sunny around here, but you may have already, depending on how close you are, some cloudiness and rain, because it does look like it's raining in the Wilmington area, for instance, right now. And some of the southern beaches. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Miss Phil.
Yeah. You know, Larry was talking about butterfly bushes.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about it a little bit off the air. Some of the older butterfly bushes, which
big ones.
Is the one that I have that's probably 10 feet tall.
The Black Knight, too.
Yeah. And it's a lighter blue, but it can be invasive. It's been there like over 20 years. So, well, it's been there 25 years at least. And so it comes up. It's not severely invasive, but it will come up in other places, I guess, within 10
feet. Not like some of Rufus's
feet.
Favorite plants.
Right,
but.
Right. Within 10 feet of where of where it's planted originally. But, you know, you were talking about Rudbeckia and things like that.
Yeah, and, you know, and I saw that was something that it was like winter with all the leaves on the trees, mm-hmm. in Norway. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the way it was. But so the Rudbeckia, anytime you saw a flower, it really stood out.
Right.
But, and there was a lot of Rudbeckia, which is not native to Norway as it is in North Carolina. But it seems to work pretty well over there.
Yeah, and that's a good plant to put out for butterflies. Another thing that
rabbits like them
could
too.
Put in, yeah, that's true. Another thing you could put out right now that would look good, and I'm not so sure since we're in Zone 8 if it's going to even go away this winter, we'll find out, is something like Miss Huff Lantana. That is a very, it gets really tall. I've got one probably 5 feet tall right now.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice shrub, bush-type plant at this point in the summer, and the butterflies just go crazy over it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
that is that's definitely. Now there are smaller lantana varieties,
right.
But they aren't as quite as hardy. Although now that we have changed to 8, they may be.
You know, I've got one called Golden Gate, and we've had one to come back 5 years in that.
Oh, wow.
In the bed right in front of the farmhouse.
Rufus, what about the Chapel Hill variety?
Mine used to die out. They don't now.
Okay.
They
yeah,
keep
there's
back.
A lot of plants that used to just totally disappear, and mm-hmm. they're coming back now.
Yeah.
Some of the elephant ear cultivars that were from tissue culture instead of from bulbs are coming back every year now. And it's just, you can tell that things are changing and the ground's not freezing and it's staying warmer.
Well, I have, we were down in your hometown, Mike, and somebody gave me a black elephant ear. I've got it in one of those beautiful pots that you have, the urn-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, will it winter outside?
Well, ours have, some of them at the nursery have.
Now, it's in a pot.
Right.
I'm going to give it a shot.
You might as well.
So I was, there's so many plants that Larry or anybody who's thinking about considering a pollinator garden or something, that like coneflowers.
Right.
And milkweed.
All the milkweed. It's a perfect time to put the milkweed in because it doesn't do well until it starts to get really warm anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great time to put in milkweed and get it established in a garden for butterflies. Then asters will come in late August. So that's a wonderful plant. I mean,
right.
I've never seen so many different kinds of butterflies as I've seen on asters.
Really?
Yeah.
And a lot of different things in the aster family.
Right.
The black-eyed Susan's in the aster family.
Right.
Aster once, aster twice, aster once again.
I do aster Dozier from Nashville, by the way. Bee balm.
Right.
Pretty well spent in my yard. Boy, before we left, it was gorgeous.
Right.
So red.
After this Bloomfield clipping it, will it come back?
What?
Will we get reblooming?
Oh, bee balm?
Bee balm?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can clip the heads off?
You can clip anything right now. We had some coreopsis that absolutely looked horrible. I mean, it was just really bad. And Hillary clipped it back. She was scared to do it, but she clipped it back, and I can't wait for her to come back to work and see it because it's just gorgeous.
Something I like a lot that's a bigger is Joe Pye Weed.
Oh, I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah.
The butterflies, when we used to go rafting at up close to Fancy Gap, the Joe Pye Weed was all along the banks of the
creek. Yeah, I associated it a lot with the mountains.
Wow. And the butterflies were just all over that stuff. It was just beautiful.
Rufus, yeah. I'm surprised you haven't said anything about garden flocks.
Well, I've got some right here with me. You talk about something that comes and you just keep clipping and clipping and clipping. Doesn't matter how low you clip it, it'll come back with another bunch.
Right.
Now, I almost have an invasive spot in the garden with the purple flocks, and we'll share. I know Tom Campbell said he really wanted some flocks. Well, Tom, you have all the flocks you'll want.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, when I dig up some roots. And I fill my wildflower garden that you got me into by that wonderful, wonderful seeds. And I want to get, the next time we order some from Watt Quarles, I want the ones that have the poppies in them.
Okay.
That's been the most gorgeous thing.
Poppies really look good around.
Yeah. I planted.
What is that you're showing me a picture of?
Melissa just sent me this.
Oh, okay.
You're red.
Oh, that's from 2 or 3 weeks ago, I suppose.
That's gorgeous.
Cardinal flowers, yeah.
Yeah, it's Jacob's Klein.
Bee balm, I'm sorry.
Bee balm, yeah.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
I mean, they really looked good this year.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, people can have if you got a place you hate mowing, you can dig it up a little bit, take a tiller, the fall of the year, like Phil told me to do, throw some wild seed out there, and I tromped it down a little bit, and I went ahead and threw a little cover of dirt on it, and I've had these successive bloomings of coreopsis, of every kind of wildflower you can think of, and the most gorgeous were those incredible red poppies.
So, right.
And now what am I going to do this fall, though? Mow it all down? Chop it up?
No, I wouldn't chop it up. You can mow it, but I mean, you never hurt anything by cutting it back. I don't know of anything. You know, like we said, a lot of the flowers have, the blooms are spent now, and I would just put the mower high.
Yeah.
And go run over it. It's like a little prairie garden is what it's like.
Yeah, well, some of these things are getting ready to bloom now. It looks like a little yellow coreopsis, and the plant is at least 4 feet tall. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, coreopsis is a good plant for
I'm guessing that's what
garden.
It is. I'm not sure. I just don't know, but it's been exciting because they've got the seeds arranged, apparently thinking this at Watt Quarrel. Okay, this blooms there, this blooms early, this blooms a little bit later, a little bit later, and here it is now July, and there's another kind of thing coming to bloom on. So I'm glad you got me off on that.
That's good. They're just gorgeous. There's a woman down there at the end of the road. You know,
oh,
I went to her house.
I went to that house, and it, oh my, the sunflowers and things were just incredible.
Yeah.
There are pink poppies that bloom in the spring that I see out. I think they're poppies.
There's lots of colors of poppies.
Yeah.
A lot of landscapers, not a lot of landscapers, some landscapers use those in their beds, and Duke Gardens uses those a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those, Rufus, the little pink poppies?
No, I don't. But I'm
very
remembering
striking.
One time I took a trip when I was a Secretary of State to Alaska. I've never seen such poppies in my life.
Yeah.
They were at least 5 feet tall and absolutely phenomenal.
Can't believe you never went to Norway.
Yeah. And I guess it was that when you got a season like you do in Norway or Alaska, the plants give it all they got.
Yeah.
To get ready. And I just never dreamed that a poppy would be 5 feet tall. There it was in Alaska.
How about that?
In Norway. Norway, yeah. Okay.
Well, you've been to Alaska, so you've probably seen Norway. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We've already gone through an hour. More coming up here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener.